Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts, Jason and Alexis in the Morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on our phones, on the app, on the website. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a pro putt-putt golf player, she's the Tiger Woods of mini golf, Alexis Thompson.
I like those hole-in-ones.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Yes, Alexis, get it over the Tower of London thing there. It's little, it's small. You can do it.
Yeah.
And then we'll get pizza and play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles after.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason, come play. We need players.
We'll go to Pizza Hut.
That's right.
We'll go to Pizza Hut. That's right.
I'm Donatello. Who are you guys?
I don't know.
Or are we fighting over Donatello?
Gloria. No. Yeah. I'm Leonardo, thank you.
Okay, you're Gloria?
I'm Gloria. I didn't watch the show. I don't know the rest of them. And good morning, all of you, on this Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. Welcome to Discover What Your Name Means Day. Welcome to Girls Right Now Day. So write something today. Welcome to International Women's Day. Welcome to National Be Nasty Day. Well, that's every day lately for a lot of people. Welcome to National Peanut Cluster Day. Welcome to National Proofreading Day. Welcome to No Smoking Day, only celebrated in the UK. Welcome to Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day.
Whoa, that is difficult to say.
Yeah, and welcome to our show.
Yes.
Welcome to Madeline Kahn, who's with us today.
Flames on the side of my face.
That's right, Madeline. She's here, back from the dead, the great Madeline Kahn. Oh. Cheers, everybody.
Wow,
cheers.
That's something to celebrate. Cheers.
Yes.
I know. I miss Madeline Kahn. Oh, Clue.
Flames on the side of my face.
Oh, Madeline. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Cheers. Good morning.
Cheers,
yes.
Ray. Oh, drink that coffee.
It's nasty day. I like that.
It's Be Nasty Day. Yeah.
Is that just spelled with the letter B? Like Be Nasty Day?
No.
Okay.
I thought. Good question, but no, it is actually spelled Be Nasty Day. Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying, Jason. I really appreciate it.
I did check, though, because I was like, no, this is Be Nasty. So go out there and I guess be nasty. Yeah. Nasty, people.
Mm-hmm.
Or
is it Mr. Matheson? Miss Roberts? Miss Thompson?
Miss Thompson.
We're being nasty.
We're being nasty. Nasty.
Don't be nasty.
Don't be nasty. Oh my goodness. We have a long day ahead of us because tonight.
Which I thought was tomorrow.
It's tonight, girl.
It's tonight. I'll be there. We're going to be there. That is tonight. Yes.
It is. Yeah. Alexis, repeat.
Tonight.
Repeat after Holly and I.
See you tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding.
It's tonight.
It's tonight.
Tonight.
We're going tonight. That's right. We're going to Chanhassen.
Dinner theater.
Dinner theater. Yeah, we're not just going to the city of Chanhassen.
We're going to be going to the CVS on the corner of Highway 7 and
we're going to Chanhassen Dinner Theater. We're hosting a special performance of the prom now playing at Chanhassen. And are you staying for the actual show?
No.
Okay.
We're going to stay for dinner, and then we're going to stay, I think, so we'll see some of the show, of course, but we're not staying for the whole thing because it ends close to 11, and I'm already about 50 minutes away, my commute.
Yeah, you are quite literally on the other side of the planet.
Yes, I am. Yeah. But I do hope to visit, like, for a matinee performance because they'll, I think it's going for a few months still.
Yeah.
So, or many months.
Yes. I am with you. My husband, during a small break from the Harry Potter video game, asked me last night if we were actually going to stay. And I said, well, sure. And then he looked up the time and he goes, we are not staying.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get started. It doesn't get started until like 8. So that's usually when our plane is coming in for a landing. The plane is descending at that point.
Yes,
We're putting up our tray tables.
Jammies.
Yeah, 11 p.m.
Fireball.
11 p.m. is soft pan time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Soft
and
pants.
The prom is playing through June 10th, so
we can go
we
back
got
and
some
see
time,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it should be really fun.
Yes. Very excited. Well, I mean, look, I don't get to see you two a lot, so I'm just excited. No offense to the Chanhassen folks, but I'm just excited that it's an opportunity to see you. So,
yeah.
Of course, to see people. So,
of course. But, yeah. But it's True Colors Night. That's what it's called. And we're raising money for Camp True Colors, which is offered by One Heartland.
Yes.
This is the camp you always would want to go to. And me too, Eve. If I'm invited, I think.
I think you're invited. Yeah. Yeah, you'd be invited. Yeah.
Okay, good. Strong allies? Yeah.
Yes, you would be invited. I think that was what the commercial that's running right now. That's what we kind of say is. I wish there was. I never went to camp because I was fearful of being picked on and stuff. So this camp is literally just for kids just to be themselves. And that's a gift. That's a priceless gift.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's what we're that's the beneficiary tonight. So it's gonna
for
be fun.
LGBTQ youth.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is this evening, and Alexis is like she said, she's taking a private plane over there from the other side of the metro.
Take a burrow over, but I would need to leave now.
You would need to leave now. Well, and that burrow would be cold because.
Oh, guys.
Is the snow starting? Is it starting tonight?
Yeah. A little bit.
Oh,
a little.
I just.
Look at Alexis' face.
Oh, God.
Your face just completely changed. The shenanigans are starting tonight, Holly, the weather-wise?
Slight shenanigans this evening. Most of the shenanigans are going to be happening tomorrow and into Friday morning. Our good friends downstairs, our meteorologists here at 5 Eyewitness News, said that Thursday afternoon and Friday morning commutes, plan accordingly, might be a little messy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll make it to the prom just in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you guys are going to be okay tonight.
And I'm picking up my British friends late morning. So I just want to get home because we're hanging out in the hood Thursday night. So we don't have to go any. You know what I mean? We don't have
You're
to drive
up
anywhere
today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow after the programs.
Gotcha.
So I just want to get home. So that way, you know, so, okay. I'm feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
And they've downgraded it a little bit.
Yes. Yes. I don't think it's the 10 inches that they forecasted at the beginning of the week.
That's
it looks
fine.
Like maybe 3 to 5. We're going to be okay.
Please.
We're
that's
gonna
a
be okay.
Dusting now. That's a dusting to us now.
Oh,
we got this.
That's a light dusting. We have this.
Yeah.
We're going to be great. And we can't let it be nasty. We cannot let it because it's...
Even though it's nasty day.
It's nasty day, yeah.
Nasty.
We can't let it be nasty.
No.
No, we cannot. I don't want that. We're running up against a break here, but on the other side, I have something that'll make us feel better. I didn't get to this earlier in the week, and I think the universe worked as it should because we need something to make us feel the essence of spring. We're blooming. I have it for you.
Ooh.
It's an area, it's an aspect of Walt Disney World that I never really talk about to you, my talkers. And it's one that you guys will, all of you listening, it's lovely and you'll love it. And I've never really mentioned it. What is it? You'll find out when we come back. Hello, friends. It's Jace this morning for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. I will be running to Red tomorrow with my British friends. And you should, too. I mean, you know, you can't sit with us or anything. You know, only like a table for six. But anyway, run to Red Cow and Red Rabbit this week. It is fish fry season. I always think of On Hill. Yard sale season. It's fish fry season. And Red Cow and Red Rabbit have an amazing fish fry. Okay, so if that's not your your catch of the day, maybe you need to go someplace for lunch with a coworker. They have the You Pick Two. That's right. Half a sandwich, a half a salad, cup of soup. You pick two of those for $15. It is so good, and it's a great lunch, and they'll get you in and out. Can't make lunch? How about happy hour? Happy hour at Red Cow and Red Rabbit, Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5. Great deals on appetizers, wine, beer, and cocktails. So there, four great reasons to run to Red.
Planet Playcation.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment. Everything.
Flowers, boy! Go get flowers!
That's right.
Wait, got it, SpongeBob. You gotta say that again, SpongeBob. I missed it.
Flowers, boy! Go get flowers!
Go get flowers!
Flowers, boy! Okay.
Flowers, boy! Go get flowers!
I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. So, oddly, it's an aspect of Walt Disney World that I've never really mentioned here, and it's one that I think you guys will really like. Over the weekend, last weekend, I told you that we were there for a preview of the new roller coaster Tron at Magic Kingdom, but it was also the beginning of the Epcot Center International Flower and Garden Festival. And backing up one more step, Epcot Center is known now. This started a while ago, but they're known for their festivals. Year round, there is always a festival going on at Epcot Center. And the most popular being Food and Wine. You've heard me talk about that before. And then they have the Festival of the Holidays, surprisingly around the holidays, and an arts festival. And this one is like the Secretariat. This one is like the horse that's coming down the... And you don't expect it to win, and it's winning. Food and Wine is the Grand Dame, and everyone talks about that one.
Yeah.
Because it features food from 30, 40 countries and wine, and anyway, and it's amazing. It's like a food festival. However, you still get an aspect of that, but incredible beauty at the International Flower and Garden Festival. It actually takes a great aspect of the Food and Wine and mixes it with great visuals, because at the Flower and Garden Festival, the main attraction are these topiaries that are all around Epcot Center. And these topiaries are works of art that the Disney artists have crafted using organic materials to bring to life statues of characters, the newest being Encanto, Buzz and Woody, the Lion King, of course, Mickey and Minnie. Now, I've put up a visual on my Instagram. I shot a little piece for my TV show, and it's a tour through these topiaries, because I thought all of you listening and watching would enjoy this, because we all need to feel a little spring.
Yeah.
So I give you a tour of these topiaries. It's the very first post on my Insta, or you can go to the Jason Show Facebook page. But these statues, these topiaries, are so stunning, and they're made even more stunning when you realize they're made by hand. They're made by materials and plants and organic items.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAP Podcast. EpcotPodcast.com.
Grown on Epcot property. There's an entire area in the back of the park where they grow a lot of their own vegetables and they grow their own trees. And,
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's a huge greenhouse area. And that's where the artists craft these topiaries that are displayed every year.
Wow.
And it's really, it's stunning. And then there are gardens all over, beautiful gardens spring up all over the park. And if there wasn't construction, people jokingly call Epcot right now Walcott because there are so many construction walls. But if there weren't construction walls, this makes Epcot one of the most beautiful parks in all of the Disney theme parks during the season. And then I haven't even gotten to the food, but this festival also has additional food vendors throughout. And a lot of them use vegetables and fruit that you can find in Florida. Like, for instance, there's a place called the Citrus Blossom that makes homemade dishes exclusively using citrus fruits.
Ooh.
And then there's another one called Brunch Cot that you can make avocado toast. You can have avocado toast and grits and get it all day. And it just kind of like a farmer's market extravaganza. And those food booths are all throughout the park. And I'm telling you, I actually think I like this festival a little more than Food and Wine. And again, that's the one everyone talks about. Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
Just for its beauty. I mean, really, because you can't walk around there and smell the flowers and see the colors without being in a good mood, even if it's hot. It's stunning. And it gets you in that spring state of mind. And it made me really happy last weekend. And the new Encanto topiaries, which if you're watching my video on my Insta, it's the very last thing that I show you. They are so realistic. They did such a good job with those topiaries. Your kids, and it's right at the beginning of the park, and I took a picture for Alexis. You can barely get in there because so many people want a picture in front of it that it's always crowded. And I just happened to get up there when there was no one around to sneak that recording of the video real quick. But
it's just absolutely gorgeous. And when you think about Isabella and all of her gifts in the movie,
yeah,
it just really it lends itself perfectly.
Yes,
get that treatment because it's just stunning.
Yeah, if you guys can do it, you guys can get down there. Any of you on a weekend, this I would recommend. And I discovered this last weekend. From what I gather, and make a mental note, my talkers, last weekend was dead.
It is
the weekend. Write this down, parents. The weekend after President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And before the spring break week, which activates this coming weekend.
Yep.
Last weekend, what was that? The first weekend of March? Girl.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, wait times were low. Crowds were low because either people just went on President's Day weekend or they're waiting for spring break.
Yep.
So it's that sweet spot, that middle. So a little helpful hint there. It was a delightful weekend.
The fact you were able to take that video and no one was really...
Thank you.
That's incredible.
I was going to say, Epcot Center looks very tranquil. It looks very zen. And that...
Normally...
Is it like that, Jason?
No, mm-mm. No. And that, when I shot that piece, that is a Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
And Sunday afternoons are crowded.
Oh!
It was very hot. That's why I'm a little out of breath in most of it, but it was unusually hot for this time of year. But anyway, yeah, it was tranquil is a great word and easily navigated. So write that down. The weekend after President's Day is a great time to head down there. And because the Flower and Garden Festival is going on.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Like it goes through July 5th also.
Yeah.
So.
And then that bumps right into Food and Wine. Mm. And then that begins. And that goes until the holidays. that's never ending now. They've realized how popular it is, so they've made it like 18 months long. But I couldn't wait to shoot that video and show everyone, because especially in the next few days, we're going to need pictures of flowers.
Yeah.
We're going to need spring's stuff.
Coming. What color is it outside?
Eventually.
Dirt and gray.
So look at those flowers. It'll make you feel better.
Love it.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it is Sugar Daddy, Sugar Mama Appreciation Day coming up. And Holly is going to tell you, I think, how we can all celebrate. I mean, really, it's a helpful hint, too. We'll be back right after this. Like no other. Hey, it's Jace. Nutrisource has been a part of our family since we got our boys as puppies. And I am really grateful now that the boys are getting older, that they've had a foundation of good health based on their diet of Nutrisource. More and more studies are showing that a good diet is so essential to a long, healthy life. So I am thankful. I am grateful. I'll add any other word that I'm a Nutrisource family. They have so many varieties for your animal throughout their life. Puppy formula, large breed, grain inclusive, grain free. And if you have a picky eater in your home like I do, hello, Mr. Big, they now have their newest product, Kombucha. Nutrisource Kombucha is a bone broth food topper you pour right over the kibble and your dogs will gobble it up. Become a Nutrisource family member. Find a retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Shopping for new window.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Yeah.
Oh. Holly, do you get that one?
But Will you be here all night, Alexis?
No.
No. Here to go to bed.
Telling jokes all night.
Yeah.
I got him.
You got him. Oh. You got him. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here at My Talk. Everything entertainment. Everything baby mama. Sugar daddy. Sugar mama.
This is gold.
Okay. What is this, Holly?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Ooh. Mark your calendars, March 10th. There was a petition put out by Ashley Cream of Boca Raton, Florida. She went to a Boca Raton city planners meeting.
Okay.
And she was calling for the board to declare March 10th Sugar Daddy and Mommy Appreciation Day. She got up to the booth and she made her argument to the city planners.
She did not.
And we have what Ashley Cream had to say here.
You do not. Oh, God.
Here she is making her argument. And it's a good one.
Sit down if you're not.
For why March 10th in Boca Raton, Florida, should be Sugar Daddy and Mommy Appreciation Day.
Florida has the largest per capita population of sugar daddies in the U.S. Miami, Palm Beach, and Boca lies the most concentrated populace of these aged benefactors. Sugar daddies, both gay and straight, and yes, even sugar mommies, are responsible for college educations, cars, homes, rents, jets, Birkins, and the occasional body enhancement. But not me, though. I'm all natural.
That is a lie.
Supporting our local economy. Let us celebrate these giving, generous Samaritans as I stand before you, requesting that you decree a Sugar Daddy and Mommy Appreciation Day on March 10th. To honor those who have given us so much. Thank you and love you all. Bye.
That's real.
That's real.
Oh, my. Oh, oh, Oh my goodness.
I started watching it. I'm like, what? I gotta see this now. Now she has sunglasses on.
Now, on air production, Jason, for the visual, it's in that New York Post link on the grid. Now, I will update
this up on our page too.
Now, I will say, you know, you heard what Ashley Cream had to say.
Uh-huh.
She laid out a compelling argument.
What if that's her birth name?
Oh, my God.
Smart Money says no, Alexis. Smart Money says no.
That's what I'm thinking. No. Hmm.
Now, apparently, the city board, the city planning board, they did not rule on the request. So they cited it as a city council issue. So it wasn't that they told Ashley Cream, no, honey, we can't have Sugar Daddy and Mommy Appreciation Day on March 10th. We just, now you're looking at Ashley Cream. Yes. She has an Now, the New York Post does point out that Ashley Cream may have her own sugar daddy.
Really?
Yeah, because
if
you scroll down further in the story,
I'm looking. Okay,
she was accompanied to the meeting by an elderly man in a hat, who she was later seen pushing around in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy probably doesn't even know what's going on. But
I think he knows, girl. I think he knows exactly what's going on.
Oh, he knows what's happening.
Oh, yeah. But the whole, you know, asking for the appreciation day, you know, the whole process. Unless he's like, yeah, celebrate me.
celebrate me.
He knows why the caged bird sings.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I'm sure he has multiple motorboats, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And I'm sure, looking at
Johnson.
Her.
Yes.
Yeah, looking at her, I'm sure that has been put to good use.
Yeah,
yes.
But
wow. Like a yacht.
I'm here to celebrate Ashley Cream, though.
Oh, yes.
As we say on this show, on the Jason and Alexis in the Morning Show, be the change you want to see in the world. She did that.
She did
that. She went to the Planning and Zoning Board of Boca Raton, Florida, and she put her request out there.
Yeah.
Now, she's probably going to have to go to the city council to make this happen.
But
we have 2 days.
2 days.
Friday.
It's Friday, yeah.
So we might just have to celebrate it on our own.
Yeah.
An American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
That's right,
'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Sing it, everybody.
God bless the USA.
Wow, how do we show appreciation, huh?
How do we
celebrate that?
We have her on the show. We book her immediately. Yeah. Oh, Holly, that is the story. That is the story of the day.
You know, we have to honor patriots when we see them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is a perfect fit. So we have sugar. We have sugar mommy, sugar daddy.
Yeah.
How about we move now to baby mama?
Yeah, what is this about, Jeez?
Okay, so nobody can figure out if this is a bit. I think it's a bit. But Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart posted like a preview of a game show called Who's Having My Baby?
Okay, yeah.
Here it is.
You're on a game show right now.
Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are coming to E! For the mother of all game shows.
Having my baby with Nick Cannon.
You got pyro?
You're going to get some contestants that want to have your baby.
We're not kidding around.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Let's go!
Who's Having My Baby with Nick Cannon, hosted by Kevin Hart. This spring, only on E!
Okay, nobody can figure out if this is a joke.
Looks like Variety has the scoop.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah.
What did they say?
It's a bit, isn't it?
It's a bit.
Okay.
This is a bit for an upcoming sketch project by Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Yeah, it will be revealed soon, as early as maybe today. And this is all part of Kevin Hart's deal with NBC Universal. But here's the thing. It wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for that to be a real show.
Holly, I fell for it. I didn't see the variety, and I fell for it. I thought crazier things have happened, and Nick is very creative in the TV realm. And I thought, you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
He said he's going to keep having babies until God tells him to stop. You know?
That's true.
Oh, he did say that, didn't he?
He did while you were in Puerto Rico, and
that's
when God joined our show for the very first time. So,
gave us the inside scoop. He
gave us the inside scoop on that.
Yeah. Did God confirm that?
God told Nick to stop. He came on our show because he knows that Nick listens to our show. He came on. He came on to tell Nick to stop. That was when the God was here. But
he's looking for a baker's dozen here. He's already. He has 12.
Does he have 12 now?
Yeah, father of 12, yeah.
That's just a lot of Christmas presents. That's all I'm just thinking. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, look at those Duggar kids.
I was just thinking of the diapers.
Cautionary tale.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the diaper genie.
Oh, my gosh. You need multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You might as well just, like, tie up a trash bag to the side of the crib. Dunk.
Oh, God.
Dunk in those diapers.
Oh. Gross. Okay. Let me tell you about this. Okay.
My assembly line them.
My Talk is a proud partner with Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for Camp True Colors. Come out to see the prom main stage show at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters and help us support Camp True Colors offered by One Heartland. Go to mytalk1071.com and enter keyword prom. When we come back, are Star Wars movies dead for a while? I have the answer when we come back.
Here's a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
It's Waterworks, man, and movies will get me more emotional than anything else. Like, sometimes I cry at movies not just because I'm sad. I will cry at movies because I'm happy. I will cry at movies because I'm nostalgic. Star Wars, my favorite movies of all time. I love Star Wars. I will cry at a Star Wars movie because I'm so excited to be there again. That's why I saw The Force Awakens in theaters 5 times, cried every time, and it was always at the same part. It was when Han and Chewie find the Millennium Falcon again, and Han's like, Chewie, we're home. And there it goes. And I'm not embarrassed about that. What embarrasses me is that there's stuff that happens in real life that I will not cry at. Like, I can turn on the news. I can see death, destruction, natural disasters, nothing. But every time an elderly smuggler and his 200-year-old dog find their spaceship, Waterworks.
This has been a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
That's right. Mark Ellis crying over Star Wars movies. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on this Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Variety, Holly just mentioned they had the scoopage on Nick Cannon, Kevin Hart, joking around about a new game show. Variety also had more scoopage yesterday. The scoopage coming out of Lucasfilm is several Star Wars movies that had been in development are now, as they say, shelved, which means dead. Hmm. Probably not going to happen. There was a Patty Jenkins Star Wars movie. Patty Jenkins, if that name rings a bell, but you don't quite know why. Patty Jenkins directed Wonder Woman and then the awful Wonder Woman 84. But we're not going to hold that against her because she's still a really good filmmaker. Anyway, yeah. Patty Jenkins. And then there was a Kevin Feige movie. If Kevin's name sounds familiar, he's the guy in charge of Marvel. Both of those movies are now shelved.
Do we know why?
No. But here's what we know. There hasn't been a theatrical Star Wars released since Rise of Skywalker in 2019. The next Star Wars movie to be on any calendar is not until 2025. And we don't even know what that movie is going to be. There have been rumors. There's been speculation, but nobody knows. Now, in about a month, there is going to be Star Wars Celebration in April. And the news is that con is going to be where we will hear something. Jon Favreau, now I'm connecting all the little Wookiee dots here.
Mm-hmm.
Jon Favreau, Grogu's daddy,
Mr. Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Who is seeped, you know, he's a bigwig now, beloved within the Lucasfilm family. He let it slip, and I don't know if this was accidental, but he was doing interviews for Mandalorian, and he kind of hinted that the new movies, the next trilogy, will not be going back in time like some thought. They are actually going to move forward after the sequel trilogy with Rey and Finn and Poe, what the comedian just referenced. So it'll be after Luke, after Leia, after Rey, after Kylo Ren. It'll be set in the future, which kind of frees them up, which yeah, I think whatever. Is smart. Yes. Because prequels have no peril. We know what happens to everybody.
It's true.
A fundamental problem with prequels. What were you going to say?
I'm just thinking about just Star Wars in general and what they're doing, the choices that they've made. Mm-hmm. The TV shows have been so successful.
Yeah.
That if I was them, I'd stick to that as well. They're getting more hits. They can tell a different story. There's not as a, well, I'm not really sure of the production. I'm trying to think of like how that would work if it's less than doing a movie. Also, a lot of animated Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's going on that maybe they're just going, you know what? This is really working for us. And I'm sure if I'm Disney Plus, if you can get more hits weekly, you're going, yep, keep rolling out those TV series. Thank you.
I think you are right. I think you are right in the aspect of the success of Mandalorian and Boba Fett and Andor. I think that has given Disney / Lucasfilm the time to not rush this.
Sure.
Because there have been, so you're right, their success on Star Wars living on television right now has been so successful, it's actually given the theatrical wing the time and the freedom to really think this out, to not do what they were accused of doing right away after Disney acquired them, which was crapping out a movie every year, which was too much.
Yeah.
I'm a giant Star Wars fan, and Star Wars movies, when we were kids, used to be a special event. We would only get one like every 5 years, and then we didn't get one for 30 years. So it stopped being special, you know? And so I think you are right. And that's why I'm hoping this writer's room that they convened last year, I hope these Star Wars brainiacs are crafting a great plan ahead. I hope they've mapped out, you know, 10 movies like Marvel does. I hope they have, because they really didn't do that with the sequel trilogy. It was kind of a hodgepodge, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Continuity. Like, it makes sense.
Where are you going? Like, you know, map out 3 movies. You know what I mean? Map out the story. Where are we? A middle, a beginning, and an end. And where are we going to go? I'm hoping they're going to do that. I think they have. I think they've heard the criticism.
Did anyone procreate in these last movies? We're going to follow their children, their grandchildren.
Did anyone procreate? In which movies? In which
that
ones?
That lasted.
In the Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah, that continued on. Or I guess maybe they could just have children that just show up. Oh.
Yeah, well, Emperor Palpatine did. That was part of the problem.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. No, Lex, there was no space sex. Kylo Ren, you know what I mean? There was.
Right. I mean,
Rey was busy.
Right.
Rey was busy on the island training to be a Jedi.
There's something in that blue milk, you know? I don't know.
Ooh.
Babu Frick. I don't know. I'm sure he had sex. He's a little guy, but I'm sure they have sex.
Yeah.
I'm
still waiting for my Chewbacca treatment here. Come on now.
What is the Chewbacca treatment?
Well, he's got a wife, he's got children. I want to know his story.
Oh, you want the backs? Well, we already got that in the holiday special.
Well, I want more, Holly, is what I'm saying.
What was the holiday that Chewbacca celebrated in the Star Wars holiday? Life Day. We already got a Life Day with B. Arthur.
Yeah.
Alexa,
I need more life.
What more do you want?
I need more. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Stand-up comedy's big.
Yeah.
With Chewbacca.
Wookiee World.
Yeah.
Wookiee World.
No, I think going into the Holly, what do you think? I mean, you're a film nut. Don't you think it's smart to go into the future?
Yes. I think that for Star Wars, in order for it to thrive theatrically, it needs to move away from the Skywalker saga. Because that is done. Mm-hmm. I really didn't like The Rise of Skywalker. I was offended at how bad it was. I was like, I want my 2.5 hours back. I mean, it was equivalent. The dialogue in The Rise of Skywalker makes A Hop on Pop by Dr. Seuss look like it should have won the Pulitzer. I mean, it was just... Woo! So I hope that they take a look at this, and there's such an expansive universe, and there are so many stories that you can tell. There are so many creatures that you can create, and expansiveness in storytelling, that I really hope that that's what they're going to announce at Star Wars Celebration next month.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. Is it Taika Waititi attached to one of the movies as well?
He is. Now, his has not been shelved. I'm glad that's a good punctuation mark on this story. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the future of Star Wars movies. We don't know if there's going to be. Anyway, no, there will be. Just we don't know when. Yeah, his movie has not been shelved. So that's an important note. His has not been canceled.
Oh, I can't wait to see what he does with this.
I love him.
Universe.
Yeah, I love him. They should give him a trilogy, in my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, let him do three. For more on this, go to variety.com. When we come back, we're going to do a little TV taste test. We caught up on Drag Race. I've watched more Full Swing. Mm. Holly's going to play Wink Martindale with movie before and after, which Alexis has not played yet. Mm-mm. Will it go as well as Word Chain? If there is a God, it will.
It will be much, much better.
We'll be right back.